This is the Sorry I Offended You podcast. If you get offended by revolutionary ideas, hypermasculinity, wrongthink, sexual references, or success in general, then I please advise you to still leave a five-star review so people who don't have a stick up their ass can still find me. I am your host, Brandon Marshall Havener, aka the Spiritual Smartass. Let's dive into the shenanigans and motivational fuckery for today. Welcome to the Sorry I Offended You podcast. This is Brandon Marshall Havener, and in this episode, we're talking why you don't invest for the immediate ROI. If you're watching the video right now, I'm here without my glasses on because of the light likes to glare my glasses. So I can't see you, but you can see me. I'm actually thinking of getting contacts for the first time for that very reason. Maybe one day I'll get LASIK. Who knows? Is it thunderstorming? Rebecca! That's cool. I'm going to keep recording. So anyway, Katie is scared of thunderstorms and it's raining outside. So I'm taking a risk here by doing this podcast today at this moment right now. But anyway, all is well with Katie Bug right now. And I think we can get this show on the road. So I was having this discussion during brunch the other day. The discussion came up around how people invest. And I want to take this back to the way that people invest in both coaching and investments like crypto. You know, for instance, crypto right now is getting slaughtered in the markets. And just to share what I'm doing right now is, of course, I'm holding the crypto because I feel like it's valuable, mainly Bitcoin. And I'm actually using this opportunity to buy more. I'm pouring more money into investments when the stock market is low, when crypto is low, I'm putting more money into it. And the reason being is because you get very great assets at a discount. You make great investments at a discount. This isn't me telling me what you need to invest in, though. It's just giving some insight on what I do. You don't have to follow every move that I make, and I am not responsible for you following my footsteps because there's a risk in everything. So do your own research and studying and all that stuff. So with that being said, I was talking about the not getting the immediate ROI, and let's start with investing in yourself and coaching. In a lot of marketing that you may see, it's like sometimes it's so fast-tracked and sharing this time-collapsing model, saying that like you can get 5K in 5 days or something like that. And that might be possible. You know, like that might be a thing that happens in the coaching container where they really hammer in all these actions you take. And sometimes it might not even be sustainable. The issue with this quick ROI way of marketing, it makes you become really hard on yourself. It creates this environment. What I see a lot is people get mad when their first launch doesn't go well. Or people get upset that their first year in business, they didn't become a millionaire or didn't make six figures. And things of that nature. And the thing you got to take home with everything that you see is you need to ground yourself. We're so caught up in this microwave society where we want things now. But the truth is for you to be successful in business or investing or anything of that nature, you can apply this to any skill in life. It requires a level of mastery. And the thing is, it really depends on what you're bringing into the container. The container that you're coming into, not to say, oh, Rebecca, it's in the garage. Or maybe it's not. Sorry. It's in the middle of Rebecca leaving. I probably should have recorded this podcast when she wasn't leaving, but I think she's fine. So it's somewhat, for instance, someone could have been 3 years in their business and they've done a lot of work on their mindset and they're like really on the precipice of succeeding, and they join this certain container and they make their first 100K month in the first month of working with that coach, right? then somebody else could join that same container and they're still working hard and they might make some progress. Maybe they'll get some big wins. You know, sometimes you might get some big wins for joining that container. Not to overuse saying container. I'm not a fucking container store or anything like that. But they might join and maybe they'll get some quick wins. Maybe they'll get some quick wins that first month and then they're steady kind of, it's more steady flow, right? And maybe they'll get some wins, but it's not the success that they want at yet or what they had in mind with the ROI, all of that stuff. And what I want to share is there's not a magic pill or a magic piece of information that's going to suddenly change your life. You could join in a coaching space and, you know, it's kind of like what I talk about manifestation. I'll go that route. So if you watch The Secret or whatever, you're under the impression, like the basic law of attraction stuff, you're under the impression that you're just going to write something down or you're just going to think positive thoughts and it's going to magically end up on your doorstep. You know, someone's going to deliver you a pack of money. And sometimes the ways of the law of attraction can be magical in that way. There's definitely a manifestation vibe and there's definitely ways where you open yourself up to receiving and miracles happen. Okay, so those magical things can happen. Those magical things can happen and not to close you off to miracles. However, sometimes you may have acquired so much trauma or you may be in a very heavy life or environment around you where the old needs to break apart before you can manifest what you really want. And that was sort of the factor for me. I've built, you know, in the past, I've built an old life off of an older frequency of who I was, you know, different standards of who I was and what I wanted in life and things of that nature. And the truth is, you know, the first part of my journey in business was letting go of a lot of stuff, like a lot, like everything that I knew in that moment had to go. And then I was open to receiving more. Now, that's not to say that I didn't have wins and things of that nature. It didn't mean, you know, it was all thunderstorms and tornadoes. I'm trying to think of like the other way of saying sunshine and rainbows. It wasn't all thunderstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes. But there was a lot that I had to leave and a lot that I had to surrender to and let go. You know, one concept that really stuck with me from a mentor is, let's see if you're ready for making this amount of money. And he's like, are you comfortable with losing everything? And that scared the fuck out of me. And I did lose everything. And I lost everything to realize who I was. I had to realize how far I could go and still be safe. You know, I had to allow and surrender those things that needed to go. And that's not saying that you have to, you know, everyone listening to this podcast, that you had to let your entire life crumble. But the old needs to die. The old identity, you know, there needs to be an ego death. There needs to be an identity shift. And a lot of people stop themselves when that hard part is happening. And judging themselves and judging the process. I judge the process for sure. It's like, wait, this is not what I manifested. This is not what I was wanting to manifest. Like everything, you know, I'm losing more than I'm gaining. But that's what I wanted to say. Like, we're so caught up with this microwave ROI lifestyle. And instead of looking at your decisions that you're making with a instant plan and instant gratification of like, I'm going to make this happen now. Think of the long-term plan of what you want to master. For instance, don't invest money into a business that you're trying to get a quick ROI from, or you're just trying to make money from, because that's always going to blow back in your face. Like, because it's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take showing up to a level of ridiculousness that you have to be in love and crazy in love with that thing for it to work. So don't go selling something because someone told you it was a quick opportunity and it's going to be easy bucks. Because if you're just looking at it for easy bucks, it's not, the buck's going to stop with you. I don't know. That was corny. The buck is going to stop with you. It's not going to work out because you don't have the passion to stick into it. It really requires the passion to fall in love with the mastery, because there's a compound effect that happens when it comes to investing in yourself and investing into something that you want to become an expert at, or skill that you want to master. You know, it could very well look like that you may get some little wins and things of that nature, but as years go by, that's when the overnight success happens. That's when you wake up and you're like, holy shit, there was a compound effect. This was a conversation I was having with Rebecca that, you know, like, she realized the ROI of all the time she's invested in her business. Like, it just started stacking and stacking more and more and more, especially this year. And that comes with patience. That comes with, you know, I'm not going to fold if one launch fails. I'm not going to fold if one time a video doesn't get a lot of engagement. I'm not going to be so hard on myself based off one thing. I'm going to look at the whole picture. You got to look at it that way. It's kind of like the whole thing with the penny doubling, but maybe more time involved. But it's like, would you want a penny that doubles, or do you want $1 million up front or whatever like that? It's like the penny doubling. Like, every time you invest energy, time, money into your craft and you stay focused on that and you don't plan on leaving that lane, then it starts to accumulate and build up more and more and more. But if you continue to be inconsistent and you're like, you invest and then you run away and then you decide to try something new and then you run away and then you go off to this new thing, you're not really mastering anything. You're only going to new idea, new idea, new idea, or whatever's a shiny object, you know, the shiny object syndrome. And that's going to hurt you. So it's very important to really kind of take yourself out of the day-by-day drudgery and to judge yourself so fucking hard for not getting a certain number of followers or money or whatever in the short term, and really look at the big picture and really look at what you're building. And I wanted to say that the same for investments. You know, I wanted to tie that in, not just investing in yourself, but investments you decide to make. What, you know, like stocks and crypto, for instance. The market is, let me see what's going on here. Okay, text message. Sorry, should have put it on airplane mode next time. But thinking of like stocks and crypto, for me, you know, I'm invested. I said I was invested in Tesla in a couple episodes back. I'm invested in Bitcoin. I'm invested in other cryptocurrencies like Decentraland, Cardano, Avalanche. Avalanche was a fucking avalanche. I was like, Avalanche, that's a funny name. And then I got it and then it avalanched. But anyway, the thing is I look at the projects and I believe in the projects. And I'm not trying to hit it at the right time where it's like, this is when it's going to profit and this is when I sell off. It's more of like, is this something that I want to stick to? It's kind of like the concept of, you know, something that I say about investing. It's like, you know, I think it's a smart thing not to have sex with somebody unless you could see yourself long term with them, because there could be consequences of having sex with somebody. That's what I think of my coins and my stocks. It's like, sure, I could get a short win here or a quick gain that I could sell off for sure. But I'm not going to I'm not going to stick in my meta dick, my meta dick in an investment, unless I know that it's something that I can live with long term, or I see potential long term, right? Tesla, for instance, I don't care if I buy now and then it drops by 50%, because I believe that Tesla is a company that's going to be thriving in the future and has so much room to grow. So it's like, cool, I lose short term, but I'm not selling that off. I'll hold it. You know, same thing with Bitcoin. I feel like Bitcoin is the future of currency, and do your own research instead, and don't follow my investments just because I said it. But I believe in Bitcoin. And to me, I look at that thing like a 10-year plan. So it doesn't matter to me if my portfolio goes down 30%. Now, I want to buy at the right time for sure. I want to aim and buy at good times where it is a bear market. That's like, this is a good opportunity for me to buy. But I'm looking at the big picture. I don't care if it goes down this year, because it can soar up by, you know, by the end of the year, 2023, 2025. And that's what I'm hedging against inflation. And that's what I'm looking as something that can really grow in a big way. And you know, I like, does the loss now really matter if the big picture is that I see it growing 100 times, right? So that's what I wanted to say here with your investments. You got to be patient with yourself. And when you're patient with yourself and when you zoom out, you put less pressure on yourself and you operate in a better way. You don't operate emotionally. You don't make these over emotional decisions that sabotage your growth. For instance, if I'm really zoomed in and I'm not looking at the bigger picture, then I sell off my Bitcoin when it's low and then I lose a lot of money. Or if I'm zooming in and I'm not looking at the big picture, I have one launch that doesn't do as well as I thought it would be, and then I blow my business down to the ground, abandon my business, and all that money, let's say I invested like 50K into my business, right? All that money is gone now because I abandoned the thing that I said I was going to do onto some new shiny thing that I have to relearn skills and things of that nature. So that's why it's so important not to be enamored by the fucking short-term ROI, even if you see people promising it. In fact, I would, if people are just like, I know it's a trendy thing to be like, get 5 times the cash you have in a few weeks, because they tell you when writing headlines and copywriting to have a time that you do it, that they're expected to do it, and blah, 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 blah. Don't even like take that at face value. Look beyond that. When you're investing in a coach or a program, ask yourself, is this a, instead of being enamored by the results, I almost was going to say avoid people who use these headlines in the first place, but that's a little harsh. Like, people use those headlines or just painting out what you can do, right? What you can do under their program and what's possible and what they've been able to do for themselves and their clients. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be your journey. What you really need to look at is, do I love the style that they do it? Are they aligned with me? Does my soul rumble when I see their content? Like, do I feel connected? Do I really feel in my heart this is a person that can help me? There's some clients that I worked with, and it was over a year where they were having huge breakthroughs, but they consistently invested in my programs and they stayed in the game. And not saying that you have to stay with me for a year, right? I don't believe that either. It's like, go what your soul is calling you. I don't think you have to be loyal to one mentor all your life. But, you know, I noticed that. I noticed the slow growth, and people who stay in it, you know, they start to blow up. And sometimes it might take some time, and there's no shame in that. Because you might have some trauma you need to work through. You may have some resistance. You may need to master your craft a bit. Like, there might be things that you need to master or regulate in your nervous system to reach that level. And we've all came from different backgrounds. So there's no way that you can just look at a blueprint and say, this is how fast everyone is going to succeed by this. It's different for everybody. So be patient with yourself. Love yourself. Be easy on yourself. And when you release that pressure, you'll notice that you become more successful faster than you could imagine. Because when you look back on those years, you're like, wow, maybe I was impatient at times, but that happened really fast now that I look back on it. Stick in the game, you know, do you, stay committed, and make smart investments, not out of desperation, not out of making a quick buck. and make sure you're really in the thing that you're doing. Make sure that if you're an investor, that you really want to be a fucking investor. And you have the emotional fortitude to stay in the game. If you're a business owner, make sure that business lights you up in some way. I've even heard some people say that finding your passion is bullshit or something along the lines of that. But there is an importance of being passionate about something. And that doesn't mean you love every aspect of your business or you shy away because something doesn't feel aligned. Because sometimes that thing that doesn't feel aligned is the thing that you need to do. But the core of what you're doing lights you up in some way that you're crazy enough to stick in the game longer than anybody else would. Because your passion is in it and you believe in it so much. So that's my 2 cents of the day. It's actually 10 cents now because of inflation. Is that how? No. Would I give you it's the 2 cents is worth 1 cent now because of inflation. I apologize. But you know, if you would have put it in Bitcoin, it would have been more than 2 cents. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is the Sorry I Offended You podcast. And share this with your friends if this was resonating with you. All right.